Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun ya ayyuhan nasu 'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhumā rijālan kathīran wa nisā'a wattaqullaha alladhī tasā'alūna bihī wal arham innallāha kāna 'alaykum raqībā yā ayyuhalladhīna āmanū ittaqullaha wa qūlū qawlan sadīdā yuṣliḥ lakum a'mālakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunūbakum wa man yuṭiʿillāha wa rasūlahu faqad fāza fawzan 'azīmā amma ba'd fa inna aṣdaqal ḥadīthi kitābullāh وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجان الله وإياكم منها My dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creations and sent messengers and prophets for this religion to be only for his sake and for he to be worshipped alone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ And they were not commanded except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for the religion to be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with moments to return to Him, different ways to restart and reconnect and fix our relationship with Him. Verily, our purpose in this life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, our actions are rewarded according to our intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Indeed, actions are according to our intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your appearance, nor your wealth, but rather He looks at your hearts and your actions. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepted without sincerity. Sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reality of this entire religion. It is like the core of our worship. It is the condition of every accepted action. So are we able to enter Jannah bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala? No worship, no submission is accepted without sincerity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَتَقَبَّلُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from those who are pious with sincerity. No action of worship has any value. No submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how great it is, without sincerity, it is nothing as dispersed dust. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا And we regard what they have done of deeds, making them dust dispersed. Is it a bit for a bit of pleasure that we seek from this world, that our worship's for a part of it is for someone else? Is it for a bit of attention seeking? Is it for a bit of leisure or a bit of temptations that we desire our worship to be for someone else rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it enough? Is it worth to sacrifice an entire paradise for a bit of leisure or temptations or desires that we fall into? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those people, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّي لَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارُ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Whoever desires the life of this world and its adornment will fully repay them for their deeds. And they will not be deprived, but rather for them a hell in the hereafter. The mukhlis, the sincere one, is the one who conceals their good actions. The same way they conceal their bad actions. But is sincerity enough alone? Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah says, if the deed is sincere but not correct, it is not accepted. If it is correct but without sincerity, it's also not accepted. But rather, it is sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and correct according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ خَالِصًا وَابْتَغَى بِهِ وَجْهًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the action except that is done with sincere, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about the great number amount of actions that we do. It's not about the amount of raka'at that we pray. It's not about the amount of days that we fast. But rather, it's about the sincere actions that we do solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the first people to enter Jahannam are people of actions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the first three people for the gates of hell to open is the scholar and the generous man and the person fought for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will all be brought forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention their blessings. The scholar, he will say to him, I gave you this knowledge and I gave you this Quran. What did you do with it? And he will say, oh Allah, I taught this knowledge and I recited the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you have lied. Look at what arrogance and pride does to a person. He is faced between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has the nerve and courage to lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say back, you only taught the knowledge so you can be called a sincere, knowledgeable person. You only recited the Quran so you can be called a reciter. And you were called and people praised you. And he'll be commanded and dragged upon his face and thrown into the hellfire. The same thing with the generous man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention his deeds and will mention his blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, what did you do with these, with this wealth? And he'll say, I spent and donated and I built the masajid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, you have lied. You only did so so he can be called generous. And he'll be dragged on his face and thrown into the hellfire. And same thing with the courage person, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him strength. And he'll say to him, what have you done with this strength? And he'll say, I fought for your religion. And I defended your religion. And he'll say, no, you have done so. So you can be called a brave man, a courage person. And he was called that. And he was dragged, will be dragged on the face, and will be thrown into the hellfire. My dear brothers in Islam, the beautiful thing about our religion is a few actions of deeds with sincerity, it's enough. If it's acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save from an entire hellfire and enter you into a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Fear the fire, even if you donate half a date. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it, it's enough to save you from the hellfire. Al-Maymun ibn Mahran rahimahullah says, our actions are a few. Why not be sincere with this few that we do? We barely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we increase in our worship, it's like we're doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our actions of worship. We only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our own, to save our own souls from the hellfire. When it's time to pray, and you see you have time, you don't say that I have time. You say that I want to pray to save myself from the hellfire. As the Salaf, they say that a believer is like a prisoner seeking to save himself through the worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you pray, you have saved yourself. When you have fasted and when you have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are saving yourself from the hellfire. You don't ask, how do I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You ask, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to worship Him? You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek His pleasure. You don't only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to only ask for what you need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's a Lord, and He'll provide us, and He'll give you everything, and He'll provide the non-Muslim and the Muslim. But it's the one that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for His sake that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept him and raise his ranks in the hereafter. My dear brothers in Islam, improve your private lives. The scholars, they say the first stage of sincerity is to prove your private life and your public state is the same. You're not affected by the praise of the people. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sincerity. Indeed, sincerity only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're sincere with your dua, You're sincere that you want to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to live your life according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sincerity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always often say, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in associating partners with you knowingly. And I seek your forgiveness if I do so unknowingly and hide the good deeds." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a famous hadith that the seven, there'll be shade underneath the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day there'll be no shade except the shade of Allah. And one of them is the one that gives in charity with his right hand and his left hand doesn't know. And avoid boastfulness. Avoid showing off this temporary pleasure, this praise that you want to hear. It will only last for a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. But whatever stays with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lasts forever. It's either your Jannah or your Jahannam that you're playing with. Don't ever sacrifice an entire paradise for a bit of pleasure, as we said earlier. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرُضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرُضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا. And walk upon the earth without pride or arrogance. You can neither penetrate the earth, neither attain the status of the height of the mountains. Indeed, all those things, all those aspects are hateful to your Lord. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And so do not claim yourselves to be pure. He is all-knowing of who fears Him most. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast upon this religion. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. The same way that we should be striving to be beloved by people through our akhlaq and our manners, the same way we should never be boastful. For everything that we do is solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your ranks in this dunya does not elevate our ranks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers in Islam, Ali radiallahu anhu said a beautiful statement. He said that Bani Adam, the son of Adam, only lives 3 days. Yesterday is gone. Whatever you have done, that's it. You can't bring it back. And tomorrow is the future. You probably see it or you probably not see it. Today is your day. So seek and striving and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast. Inna Allah malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil innaka hamidun majid. Wa barak ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.